Perez Prado. The Cuban musician who was known as the King of Mambo.
When I was a child, I enjoyed the rhythm of different types of music. I learned to play the piano, and soon I had a band. We played Latin dance music. People listened to our music in different parts of the world. I was born in a small town in Cuba on the 11th of December, 1916. I was always interested in music. When I was a child, I liked to listen to different types of music and compare their rhythms. Why is music from Mexico different from music from France? Why is music by Bach different from music by Gershwin? I often thought. My country's music was different from all of the other types of music that I knew. In Cuba, there were a lot of African people. When they came from Africa, they brought their music with them. Our music was special because it was a mixture of Latin music and African music. My father worked for a newspaper. My mother was a school teacher, and she wanted me to learn. I had a talent for music, so one day they told me, "You should take lessons." I liked the idea. First, I studied the piano. And then I learned to play the organ. I enjoyed my music lessons. I studied hard and practiced a lot because I wanted to be a good musician. When I was a teenager, I could play both the piano and the organ really well. Soon, I had my first job. I played music at local clubs. And next, I played music professionally. I became the pianist of Cuba's most popular group, Sonora Matancera. And I also arranged their songs. We played mambos, tangos, and other types of Latin music. I also became a member of the Orquesta Casino de la Playa, Cuba's most important orchestra. I lived in Cuba's capital city, Havana, during this time. In 1948, I moved to Mexico and formed my own band. We played mambo because it was my favorite type of music. It had good rhythm, and people enjoyed dancing to it. In the same year, I signed a contract with a company called RCA Victor, and I recorded my music for the first time. In 1949, I recorded a very popular song, Mambo No. 5. The next year, I recorded Que Rico el Mambo, and it went to the top of the charts. One day in 1950, Sonny Burke, an American producer, heard my music when he was on holiday in Mexico. He asked me to record Que Rico el Mambo in the USA. He gave it a new name, Mambo Jumbo, and it became a big hit. In the same year, I also recorded my first album, Perez Prado. A new and exciting time began. In 1951, I was very busy. I moved my band to the USA, and we toured the country with our music. It became very popular all over the country. I also started a family. I got married to Maria Engracia Salinas, and we later had a son and a daughter. In 1955, one of my songs, Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White, got to number one in the charts. It was a French song that was in the Latin style. Next, there were many more hits. One of them was Patricia. People across the whole country were dancing to it. But in Cuba, things were very different. People were very poor, and a group of men who were against the government started a revolution in 1959. Their leader was Fidel Castro, and Che Guevara was the head of their army. They started a new political system, communism. In this system, there is no private property. People didn't own their homes, and they couldn't listen to my music. Songs can give ideas to people, so the government didn't want people to listen to them. I felt very sad. My music was international, but I couldn't play it in my country. In the USA, I noticed that people's interest in music was changing again. Rock and roll was heard in the streets and on the radio. A group, Bill Haley and the Comets, and a singer, Elvis Presley, were playing a new type of music. I was 45 years old, and they were 20 years younger. I decided it was time to return to Mexico and spend more time with my wife and my two children. I wanted to live a quiet life, but soon I was busy again. I received invitations from Japan and countries in South America. I toured these countries and played my music as people danced and danced. In 1987, I returned to the USA to give a final concert in New York. It was a happy time and a good way to say goodbye. 2 years later, on the 14th of September, 1989, I died.